Connecticut has spent over $50 million helping schools beef up their security since 2013, and some of that money has gone to private schools. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, private schools are getting reimbursed at a higher rate than many public ones.
Ann LaMonica's children were attending a private Catholic school in Manchester a few years ago when a suspicious person sent their school into lockdown.
There was a delay in the notification. And I know parents were very concerned about their children's well-being because our building was old.
Old buildings are especially vulnerable to security breaches. The incident ended quickly, but it got LaMonica and other Catholic school parents thinking, how can these aging buildings be secured? State lawmakers had created a grant program in 2013 to help public schools pay for security upgrades, but it excluded private schools. So the Connecticut Federation of Catholic School Parents began a legislative push to change that, and in 2014, they did it.
You know, it's a public safety issue. It's not an education issue. You wouldn't deny a fire department or an ambulatory service to a church or any school, I don't think.
The state basically pays for a portion of approved security projects, things like cameras or shatterproof glass. For public schools, the portion they pay depends on the wealth of the municipality. Schools in the poorest cities and towns are refunded at the highest rate, 80%. Many public schools, though, get a lower rate, some as low as 20%. But all private schools are eligible to get the same rate. Half of their costs are reimbursed with state dollars. In February, nearly $10 million in state money went out to schools across Connecticut for security projects. 11 private schools got $1 million of it, but as many as 62 public schools got reimbursed at a lower rate than the private institutions. Jan Hockadell is president of AFT Connecticut, the state's second largest teachers union. She says this shouldn't be happening.
Our members have consistently opposed shifting the limited resources from Connecticut's traditional neighborhood schools to the privately run institutions.
She says public schools shouldn't have to compete against private schools for money, especially when state resources are shrinking.
Every student, every teacher, everybody that works in education should be safe. But I do feel that they can raise funds and that they should be responsible for, increasing their security through their own resources.
Hartford Senator John Fanfaro was one of several lawmakers who crafted the 2014 amendment that allowed private schools to access public money.
And we felt that it was important to not discriminate in terms of a child's life, of where their parents choose to have them educated, given the tragedy at Sandy Hook.
Fanfaro says he doesn't recall exactly why lawmakers gave private schools a flat 50% rate.
I don't remember every nuance as to what the rationale was at that time. I'm sure it was given a lot of scrutiny.
He suspects it was because there's a lot of information about how public schools are funded, so creating that scale was simple. Wealthy towns get less, poor towns get more. But figuring out a similar scale for private schools would have been more complicated.
The value judgment was that it was to base it on a percentage that would be objective across the board for private schools.
In the recent funding round, a private school in Woodbridge got half of its $400,000 project paid for by the state. But a few miles away in Brantford, a town that's not quite as wealthy as Woodbridge, it's getting refunded by only a third of its costs. Lawmakers seem to be aware that this would happen. In the legislative record, education committee members noted that adding private schools, quote, results in a potential revenue loss to local and regional school districts. The amendment passed with only 7 no votes. Jan Hockadell from the teachers union says there are many ways private schools can raise money, and most of those methods, like raising student tuition or applying for certain grant programs, aren't available to public schools. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.